The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, not only The Hard Shoulder is coming from Malahide tonight, because Katy Perry, a little matter of Katy Perry, is also in town. And to offset her concert and her recent Blue Origin spaceflight, we sent everyone's favourite reporter, Henry McKean, on an eco-staycation. And during these hazy summer days in an EV, with thanks to ESB, Ireland's largest EV charging network.
Well, Ciara, it's great to be here in Malahide. It's fantastic. I'm wearing shades.
You are. And I wish I was too, because it actually, even in this room, it's roasting.
Well, to actually mention Katy Perry, are you hot or are you cold or hot and cold? What was the song again? I think it was called
You're
that.
Hot and you're cold, you're something.
Yes, and you sang bold. That, didn't you? You sang that in the street for charity.
No, I sang something. Sorry, you sang something different. Else.
But anyway, so this is what we're doing. We're doing.
We're clutching here, Henry. We're clutching. Tell us what we're actually doing.
We're sustainable eco summering. That's what we're doing. We're basically having a countryside escape. And I visited Airfield and I met picnic goers. And like that, so many people are on their way to this gig in their EVs. And like that, I've been in an EV now for 3 years, driving up and down the country. And I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. Sorry, I'll stop quoting. And I asked the staycationer, does he try? And will we hear him roar, or will there be no noise?
We do try, yes. Yeah, it does help to try not to burn as much fuel and use the electric instead. And also it's a bit nippier.
So you're a rocker, but you're also someone who cares about the environment, about ecotourism.
Yes, I do. Yes. I do try, yes.
One major way I keep things eco-friendly is by not driving at all. So I cycle. I don't drive. I'd never even learned to drive, actually.
You never learned?
Never learned to drive.
You're better off.
I'm a committed cyclist. It's wonderful.
Did you have a picnic today?
We had a very nice picnic, yeah. We had a picnic here in Airfield Estate.
And what did you have?
I had an apple, and the girls had delicious fruit pouches and fruit winders, I think it was. We've had some wonderful staycations in Ireland. So we go down to Cork, down to the south coast, around Crosshaven and Kinsale, and we swim in the sea. The big thing is, if you're willing to swim in the Irish seas, the Atlantic or the Irish Sea, then you can have a great holiday in Ireland.
Are you having an eco summer?
Yeah, I think so.
My name is Trina Jensen, and I'm actually Norwegian, but living in Ireland years and years. So even going on holidays around Ireland still feels a bit holiday to me, because it isn't technically my home country. I think there was a huge change in Ireland around COVID, and you could really see people starting to kind of explore their own country because they kind of had to. But then I think people realize how amazing it was. And even in terms of going on hikes and using nature, which has been a big thing in Norway for so long, and you could see that really taking off in Ireland, even just in the last, like since COVID, I think.
And you're really chilled out. Is that because you just are a chilled out person, or is it because you're trying to be eco-friendly and have an eco-friendly summer?
I'd like to think I'm quite eco-friendly. I'm vegan. I do drive, but we also try to kind of, we walk a lot. And I suppose, yeah, recycle and live as eco-friendly as we can. I think it's more about like all the little things you can do. It all adds up.
I heard you're an earth mother. Is this true?
I suppose there is some truth to that, yes.
I'm having a chat with Nala, Trina's daughter. Is your mum an earth mother?
She claims to be, and I would say that she is, yeah.
And how are you having an eco-friendly, happy staycation?
Well, I'm taking public transport a lot, so I guess that's pretty eco-friendly. And then I'm using like a reusable coffee cup, because I drink a lot of coffee, but it's better for the planet if you have something reusable so that you're not just like throwing coffee cups in the bin all the time.
Okay, an earth mother and daughter there. Henry, where else did you visit?
So I visited an old coach house, basically now an eco centre, just across the border. The border, I suppose, between, not Northern Ireland, but the border between Dublin. I went to Laytown, County Meath, and I went to a place called Sonatar, meaning positive strength. And it's an interactive visitor centre, and it promotes awareness and sustainable living.
So I've come across this visitor centre and gardens. Let's go and check it out.
Hi Henry, welcome to Sonata. I'm Andy Campbell. So you can see where the wagons would have here in the arch has been parked in the courtyard, and the staff would have been able to sleep upstairs and rest a while on their trips from Belfast to Dublin. And then afterwards it was a working farm with the walled garden, sheep farming, and we have the beehive. So it's where they would have stored the bees during the winter in little alcoves in the red brick to keep them warm during the winter. All working farm, like with animals, bees. So it was always sort of in that direction, and even for 200 years. We've had visitors from America, Canada, Australia, and they're intrigued. Everyone sort of says the same thing. It's nature, it brings you back to nature. There's something holistic about the place. It's the peace and quiet, the wildlife. It really is holistic. Nice place to visit.
So, Andy, we've been walking and we have come across a beautiful, stunning, mystique castle just across the river.
Well, this is the famous Ballygar Castle. Very hard to find, picturesque. It's manicured trees, tree-lined. It's just absolutely fabulous. Interesting story. It's famous, the White Horse of Ballygar. Apparently, it was a white horse. One of the owners rode at the Battle of the Boyne. And after the Battle of the Boyne, King Billy's knight came to take the castle and couldn't find it, and ended up giving the deeds to the castle for this beautiful white horse. And the white horse was kept on this castle grounds up until 1979. That's when the tradition died out.
So, Andy, we've come across an old tree trunk.
This tree trunk is very dark in nature. It looks like it's burnt. We call this tree Old Smoky. It was struck by lightning and it fell down, so we propped it while it's on the ground, and now, because of the ethos of biodiversity, it's now an insect hotel, and it's happily feeding the birds and the wildlife, and amazing.
And that was Andy Campbell there from Sonarta. Henry, as part of your Eco Station tour, how important is shopping?
Well, this is it. Try and stay out of the designer shops, Kira, and go to the charity shops.
You know, I struggle to stay out of the designer shops.
Especially in Malahide with all the boutiques. But try to go to these pre-loved shops. Try and support the circular economy in an EV with thanks to ESB Charging Network.
We're actually shopping, so for vegetables, that's why we're here.
So you're going to get some organic vegetables.
That's it, exactly, yeah.
Do they taste better?
Oh yeah, 100%. What do you think, Benjamin? Do
yeah.
They do, they really do. Especially the vegetables from here that are so well cared for, aren't they?
So the carrots taste like really strong flavoured carrots.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. And the salads are always really fresh, and it's lovely. It's really nice. And it's nice to get stuff that isn't packaged in plastic as well. We try to keep our food local, and yeah, we do try to holiday at home as well, yeah, as much as we can.
My name is Colette. I'm a volunteer here at Sonarta. I run it with another lady called Helen. We're both volunteers, and we run the pre-loved shop, we call it.
You love pre-loving?
I love pre-loving, yeah. We just keep things moving, keep them cheap, keep them circulating, so doing our best for the environment, yes, because too many clothes are made. So we like the second-hand stuff. A good few people come from the UK and they like our little charity shop.
So we're here in the shop, the pre-loved shop in Sonarta. You're picking up some books. What are you looking for?
Well, I come up here regularly because I like to support the Sonarta, the local community donate to this particular shop, and they donate everything from really interesting books. Sometimes toys, clothes, and sometimes like kitchen and ornaments. I'd highly recommend to come up. The cafe is here. I actually come up to buy the local honey.
You love the honey?
Oh, it's absolutely magnificent. Yeah, it's a honey that comes from Slane, and it's 100% pure honey. You reconnect with nature when you're here as well.
Okay, Henry McKean on his Eco Station. Enjoy that. Thanks to Henry, and thanks to ESB, Ireland's largest EV charging network.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.